Ethiopia appealed today for emergency aid to feed 6.2 million people, 25 years after more than a million perished in the country's devastating famine. Aid workers say a five-year drought is afflicting more than 23 million people in seven East African nations. Also today, aid agency Oxfam called for an end to what it called knee-jerk reactions to food crises that focused on sending food aid. While food aid did save lives, it said, it failed to offer longer-term solutions. In a report entitled Banned AIDS and Beyond, Oxfam says communities at risk should be helped to prevent and deal with disasters like drought before they strike, rather than relying mostly on short-term emergency relief supplies. We spoke to the report's author, Nick Martelew, who is Oxfam's humanitarian policy advisor for Ethiopia.
What we're seeing is that the majority of assistance to humanitarian response to the humanitarian situation here in Ethiopia is in imported food aid. The US provides upwards of 70% of the humanitarian assistance, and the vast majority, over 90% of that, is in food aid that's shipped in from the US. Now, that's massively expensive for the USA, because it can cost as much as $2 to ship every $1 of food from the U.S. to Ethiopia. But also, it saves lives now, and we're not denying that. We recognize that food aid does save lives here and now, but it doesn't provide any link on to what comes next. It doesn't make communities any stronger for next year. That should be our focus now to the humanitarian situations, helping communities be stronger for droughts before they hit.